When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to OnlyFans Q&A Live, a question and answer show exclusive to OnlyFans and Miami Dolphins Discord server. Now, here's your host, Alf.
And we're on, and this is Q&A Live, OnlyFans Q&A Live, the only show that is exclusive to OnlyFans. If you want to participate on these shows, you have to become a member of our Discord. You go to discord.gg/OnlyFans, and you become a member for $3 a month. All right. Before I get into anything, you know, team related, I'll have a story to say. But before that, our show has a dedicated page over at Factor Meals. They've been with us now for going on, let me check, that's 4 months. So they've been a pretty damn good sponsor for us. So we encourage you to support them. We have a dedicated page over there at factormeals.com/3yardsper carry 50, and you can use the promo code 3yardsper carry 50, and you get 50% off your first order. I'm actually a customer of theirs, by the way. And of course, for all THC and shroom products, you could go to dietsmoke.com and use the promo code Waddle. Waddle, as in Jalen Waddle. That's a very, I wish I could take credit for that, but their rep is the one that came up with that one. We were asking, what about 3-Way PC? And she said, how about Waddle? And I'm like, that is brilliant. Okay? So use the promo code Waddle, and you get 50% off any one item at dietsmoke.com. All right. I'll give you a brief story. For those of you who have not been seeing me around on Discord this past week on OnlyFans, and again, that's discord.gg/OnlyFans. Last Wednesday, I believe it was. Yeah, it was last Wednesday. I moved the dresser for my daughter that she bought because, you know, she makes her own money now. She's, by the way, a moderator on OnlyFans, so you could check her out when she's on here. But she bought a dresser, and I moved it from the curb into the house and ended up pushing it. And I felt like, you know what? Maybe I hurt myself a little bit, but it was just a little soreness. On Thursday, it was just a little bit more soreness. On Friday, there was a little bit of pain. On Saturday, I was dying. On Saturday, I had extreme pain. Couldn't move, couldn't sleep. And then I had to go the next morning to urgent care in the morning. Needless to say, they checked my my blood pressure. And maybe this doctor didn't understand that being in extreme pain, enough pain that you almost pee yourself, can cause blood pressure to go up. But this guy saw my blood pressure elevated and immediately thought I was dropping dead right there in his office. So he refers me to the emergency room. I end up in the hospital. They do a complete workup on everything. Doctor there says, you know, this, you know, you damage your, and by the way, I don't even know how to pronounce it, but it's the elorbital band. I'll spell it out for you. You can look it up online. It's the ITB. It's ILILOTIBIAL band. It essentially attaches your hip all the way down to your knee. So it goes from your hip down to your knee on the side of your thigh. I damaged that severely. To the point where doctor was checking to see if I had actually torn it. I did not. I did damage it enough where there might have been some tears, some. I forgot what word he used, but it was minor. Anyways, they start checking me for my to see if I was dropping dead of a heart attack right there in the hospital. And turns out that as they gave me pain meds for my ITB, my blood pressure started going down. So the whole blood work comes back. My whole workup comes back. EKG, the works. Turns out your boy is healthy as a horse. You know, could use a little, you know, could bring down my sugar a little bit, but can't we all? He's as healthy as his horse, but he's crippled. This is now day, well, it's Wednesday. So it's day four of this crap, of this extreme pain. And I shuffle around everywhere. Got lidocaine patches on. I'm icing every 3 hours. It's a mess. But I'm not dead. So that's the good thing. And I checked out pretty well. So that's another good thing. So now you know. So now all of you, and all of you on OnlyFans that are listening to this right now, and all of you that listen to this on our feed, know where I was for that brief period where I was not around on Twitter or Discord. All right. Dolphins are trying to hire a DC. And, man, nobody really knows who's the favorite in the clubhouse, although we have some ideas, okay? We know that they've liked Leslie Frazier for a very, very long time, to the point where they interviewed him for the head coaching job. Stands to reason, you're trying to defeat Josh Allen, and I'd hate to do this early, but if you just survey the landscape, okay? If you just survey the landscape, now everybody's giving me advice. You know, the only advice I would really take is from KB. He's actually a doctor, you know. But if you survey this the landscape, man, we know New England's going to be awful, and the Jets are completely dysfunctional, and could be a mess once again next year. So Miami could be 4-0 against those two teams, and then we're back to square one, which is beat Buffalo at home. Beat them at home, you're going to be 5-1 in your division, which means you're very, very likely going to be the division champ. And that gets you a long way to fulfilling your goals of winning a playoff game and moving on. Especially since, you know, getting home field advantage seems to be what is necessary to get this team through, because too many cold weather places to go to in the AFC. So, yeah, you want to win the division. So, stands to reason that you go get a guy that's intimately aware or has intimate knowledge of how the Bills operate in Leslie Frazier. So that makes a lot of sense. Now, Babich, who Miami was blocked from hiring or even offering the job to, he was elevated to the DC role in Buffalo. He would fulfill two roles. He would have given you that, you know, the intimate knowledge of how to defeat Josh Allen, but he also would have fit the role of the young, innovative, up-and-coming guy, which is something that I think is necessary. I think there needs to be a good social fit with Mike McDaniel for this DC job. So, anyways, I will bring one of you up here in a second, then I'll answer some questions in the chat. All right, as I bring you up, identify yourself so that way the audience knows who you are.
B Sniper.
Hey.
What's up, man? Hey. Are you watching the AFC and NFC championship game in the hospitals?
No. That's a great thing, because I was very, very smart. I was like, you know what? If this is nothing, you know, I'm just going to get a quick workup. I'll be the hell out of there before the games. So I went to urgent care as soon as they opened at 8 a.m. on Sunday. They referred me to the hospital right away, because remember, they thought that I was dropping dead. So people that you usually think are dying in your office, you send right away in your office. They send you right away. You know what I mean? So as soon as I got there, they got me in stat. I didn't have to wait in no emergency room or anything. And they seemed, I don't know, they seemed kind of disappointed. Like, man, this guy's not dying. Like why did they rush him in here? But I was happy about that, because I knew I was getting out of there. Well, I got in there somewhere around 8:30, 8:35. I left there at 2:15, right on time.
Right on.
You know what I mean? So I got out of there and, you know, got my medicine that I needed and then went straight home to watch the games. And then I essentially watched the games, you know, with my leg elevated on the couch. And I missed parts of the Ravens game because I was dozing off from all the meds. You know what I mean? Because they gave me morphine and they gave me some Toradol. You know? So I was kind of doped up. So I didn't watch much of that game, but I watched the entire. I was pretty pep and awake for the Lions 49ers game. I saw the entirety of that. I saw maybe four drives from the Kansas City Ravens game, but I rewatched the game. I rewatched the game on Monday, you know. And Pat Mahomes, he's great. Their defense, even better.
Game plan, excellent game plan by Andy Reid, I thought.
Yeah, that team knows how to breathe, man.
And Spags.
They play a mature brand of football, don't they? Right?
Yeah, I mean, he kept sending 5 and 6 at Lamar trying to close off his running lanes.
Who would have thought? Like, yeah. You know, who would have thought? Like, I don't know. I think three douchebags on in you know, that do a podcast were saying, you know what? I rush Lamar 5 times with 5 guys the entire game. I play a 50 front and send 5 guys the entire game.
Without one of your faster linebackers and Willie Gay, too.
Yeah, you know, so who would have thunk it that a game plan that has worked before against Lamar Jackson would work again? Right?
Any thoughts on if Frazier is the favorite, who he would retain, or is that kind of more you'd have to wait and see?
Yeah, that's more wait and see, although you would think he would make some changes in the secondary as far as the coaches. So I don't know if Casper would be retained, and I don't know if Ronaldo Hill would be retained.
Sam Madison?
Sam Madison has such a good reputation that, you know, I think he makes it past this coaching staff. So the only place, had they hired Chris Richard, and by the way, he went to, because I know some people have asked me, what's happening with Chris Richard? He got hired by the Jaguars, or he's about to be hired by the Jaguars. Had they hired Chris Richard or Sean Desai, then yeah, I think that they would have gotten rid of everybody that teaches and coaches in the secondary. I think that would have happened. But they're not interviewing Sean Desai, and Chris Richard is not going to get the job because he's probably going to be with the Jaguars. So
do you see anybody keeping like Campanelli on board, or you think he's probably skipping because he doesn't get the job?
Well, had they hired Babich, I think Campanelli would have been gone, you know, but yeah. Campanelli, it's imminent right now. You know, I think Campanelli could get a job very, very soon. If he wants one in college, all he has to do is just direct his agent to go seek one. And I think he'll get it, you know.
As a D coordinator, right? Or
yeah, as a defensive coordinator, absolutely. You know, right. I don't think he'll take a lateral move anywhere else. You know,
I think Weaver would probably get the Baltimore job.
Elevated, yes. I think that's. I think it's become more and more likely right now. And by the way, we're talking about Anthony Weaver, who was coaching the defensive line for the Ravens. So, yeah, I think he could get elevated. I think that's probably imminent. You know? Nice. And if he's not, that's a huge red flag, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Harbaugh's getting raided right now. His staff and even his front office, his brother is raided.
Yeah, it's what always happens. When they hired Mike McDonald this morning, look, first of all, I think he's a really good coach. Okay, he's a good defensive coordinator. We put him on our list of our preferred candidates a few years ago when we were looking for a DC. Mike McDonald is just the latest guy who did the thing on that team that we kind of saw. You know what I mean? He was the guy that did the thing on that team. That's all he did. He was essentially the defensive coordinator on a top defense that got the number one seat. And yeah. Those guys get hired. And they get hired usually sight unseen. You know, Wade Phillips got hired once. Because he had a top 5 defense with the Broncos, okay, and then he got hired twice actually, okay, because then he got hired by the.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants—they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Cowboys. So it's just something that happens over and over and over again, and this is just the latest that happens. I'm leery of hiring the next defensive guru because it's hard for those guys to retain offensive coaches, because as soon as they're successful, teams poach the offensive coach. You want to have your offensive system be the most stagnant thing. You know what I mean? The most static thing. You want that to be as consistent as possible. So I think we have the best of both worlds right now. You know, it's easier. And by the way, it's easier to change a defensive system than it is to change an offensive system. Defensive system, you could change it and you could rework it with the in the classroom over like 2 weeks. You could work it for 1 week in camp. And you'll pick it up because nobody's really reinventing the wheel. You know, you're just playing certain things more often than others. You understand?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're seeing a lot of the nickel and the big nickel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's basically all KC played, you know. I don't know. Have you been watching any of the Senior Bowl at all or no?
Yeah, I've been watching some of that, but, you know, I'm trying to break down all the clips so I could look at them individually. We know JPJ is having a monster.
332 at center, man, and the guy moves like that. I don't know that I've seen that.
Yeah, before. Well, and we've talked before. We've said before. You know, what can Tua really benefit from? He could benefit from a really nice interior offensive line. Yep. That goes a long way, man. That goes a long way. You know. And you could go nuclear. Maybe you bring back Connor Williams and you put him at left guard. You bring back Robert Hunt and you got JPJ in the middle. Man, you're set. You know what I mean?
For like the next 3-4 years easily, if not longer.
Yeah, you know.
But depending on injuries.
Yeah, because everybody's like, you know what, Tua doesn't like when you rough up his wide receivers and, you know, he doesn't like, you know, feeling the pressure. No, he doesn't like trash at his feet. Okay, and no smallish quarterback, because he's not really small. He's just not big. So guys that are like 6'1", you know, the guys in front of them are all 6'4", 6'3", and up, right? Mm-hmm. They don't like getting those guys pushed back into their face, okay? That tends to really ruin the day of a smallish quarterback.
I mean, okay. that was the way to beat Brady, too. I mean, you know, get the pressure up the gut, get him out off his spots, throw off his timing, and that's what the Giants did twice.
Yeah, absolutely. And then you have other guys like Lamar Jackson. You want to pinch him in. You want to beat guys on the edge, you know? Yep. You don't want to necessarily win up the middle, because if you win up the middle and you lose Contain up the middle, he's gone. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
But... yeah. Do you have a favorite for this DC search?
Me? I would tend towards Frazier, because I think he could help some in-game management stuff with McDaniel. I would hope that he would anyways. Like, hey, asshole, run the ball. 3rd and 1, run.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'd love to see a little bit more coordination, because I understand what people say. Oh, you know, but the defense was all right.
It was all right.
You know, like, look, I'm a big proponent on, you know, just looking at the scoreboard. If the defense gives up 800 yards of offense, but they give up 14 points, I'm going to say they did okay.
Yeah, that's a win. Yards, I could say, is a overrated stat.
But at some point when your opponent is holding the ball 42 minutes, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and that happened way too often against our team, you know, and if you had a little bit more coordination, it'd be better, you know.
Yep. That Mizzou defensive end looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks real nice. I've noticed him in the Senior Bowl practices, but yeah, that's all I got, man. I'm cool.
All right, cool. I'm going to get to some of the questions in the chat. If anybody else wants to come up here, all you got to do is just get into the queue. But I'm going to do some of the questions in the chat first. Who you hire outside for the DC position of those left? Of the ones that they've interviewed? You know what? I really don't have an opinion. Of the ones that they've interviewed, it's kind of tough. I kind of like some of them. I would hire in-house. I like Slowick a lot. You know? It seems like Campanelli might not get the job. So, I would probably hire Slowick. He's well-liked. You know? And he's one of these guys who's, you know, it's his turn. And I really do believe that. I think that's sometimes when you get your best bets as far as coaches. Guys that slowly work up toward the gig. Not guys that have bounced around on the gig from team to team or back and forth from head coach to DC, head coach to OC, OC to head coach, and then OC here, OC there. You know, I don't necessarily like those type of guys. I'm more likely to hire the guy that worked his way up toward DC. So that's why I kind of like Campanelli, but it seems like Slowick has more ears in that building. So, you know, that's who I would like, but, you know, I'm open to almost all of them, you know. I'm interested to hear about Chris Kiffin, okay, because I think he's a stronger candidate than most people let on. His resume is top-notch. Just go look that thing up. He's one of those guys that have been building up toward this moment of getting this job. So, look at him. I think they're going to interview him on Friday, so that's going to be important. Also, the choice of interviewing him on Friday, it's a good sign for Chris Kiffin, okay? Usually, you interview a guy on Friday, you mull it over the weekend. It's, you know, he can make a longer impression. That's a good thing. All right, next question. Is Raekwon Davis a goner? He is very likely gone, and not because they won't have the money to pay him. He's not going to ask for a lot of money, okay? But it's that he's going to want more snaps, and I don't think Miami is going to offer them. Now, if Christian Wilkins is not retained, I think the chances that they retain Raekwon Davis go up, okay? I'll put it this way. If Christian Wilkins is retained on a big contract, I can almost guarantee Raekwon Davis will be gone because he will want to go get snaps elsewhere because he won't get them here. All right. Next one is a great show with Omar and Poopart. What percent chance do you give a Christian Wilkins return? The percent chance that I give a Christian Wilkins return, some people are a little bit more optimistic than I am. I got it 40-60, so I would say 40% he returns. And yeah, we were on the All Dolphins podcast. You could check it out. Me and Simon Clancy were on that thing today. It was a great discussion. It was pretty damn good show. I really enjoyed it. All right, next question. What does GM Alf do in free agency draft? I'm looking heavy for a playmaker at wide receiver or tight end, and I am concentrating before I do anything else on the interior offensive line. I'm settling that thing. And not only am I settling that thing, but I'm going to go get backups too. I'm going to feel pretty damn good about what I have up the middle on this offensive line. We cannot allow what happened to us this past season happen again. Lester Cotton, Robert Jones, Liam Eichenberg playing heavy snaps. In fact, they pay, you know, those the three guys that were supposed to be there played 50%, less than 50% of the snaps this season. Teron Armstead played less than 50% of the snaps this season. I am concentrating heavily on those three interior guys, and I'm settling left tackle one way or the other. If I'm either getting rid of Armstead or I'm locking up his valet Kendall Lamb. All right. Next, and if you're wondering, man, Alf didn't say anything about the defense. That's right. They go in the back burner before we settle this offense. The offense has work to do before we get to work on defense. On defense, they're going to need a pass rusher. That's a fact because we don't know when we're going to get Bradley Chubb back, maybe October. Phillips is promising to be back for week one, but you know how those things work. So they're going to need a pass rusher. You know who's available, who's pretty interesting to me? Josh Uche. And his agent is Drew Rosenhaus. Good combination, right? All right, next question. What do you think free agency game plan is? And Factor is the best. Yes, Factor is the best. And as far as what is the free agent game plan, look, man, they're going to go bargain basement hunting, but you know, they're gonna go in the bargain bin, but I can almost guarantee there's gonna be some big names because Miami's in that situation where they're gonna be signing some pretty big names for 1 year deals. You know, just like the Ravens got Jadeveon Clowney, you know? Stuff like that. You know, something like that. And, man, what a season they got out of him, right? He had 9 sacks. He was good all season. Healthy. So, yeah, something similar to that. They're going to be looking for those cheap, effective vets on 1 year deals. That's the back end of the roster is going to look like that. All right, next question. Any idea why Finns aren't showing interest in any Chiefs defensive coaches? Maybe completely different defensive scheme. That is it right there. What's up with Danny Crossman still around? If I have no idea. If Weaver gets elevated, I think that's likely. Do we interview Zach Orr or Denard Wilson? No, I don't think so. I think they made a decision on who was quote-unquote next. And, you know, that's who they identified as a guy who's worthy of this job. Look, man, this is a pretty damn good job, okay? If every defensive coordinator was a free agent today, they'd line up around the block. Look, it's not only me. Anybody with a brain can look at this team on the defensive side of the ball and say, you know what? They're talented. And not only are they talented, they're probably loaded. Like, that's a loaded defense, and it is. They're absolutely loaded. They bring back Wilkins. They're loaded at every single level. Now, they got to do that first, right? But it's not like the offense. Like, if you're an offensive coordinator, you can not like Tua and say, okay, I don't want to go there. You know, you can not like an offense that's too focused on Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle and not want to coach these guys. But on the defensive side of the ball, this team has a lot of talent. And that's one thing that I do resent from all this Vic Fangio stuff, okay? He was handed a defense that was really, really talented, and all he thought to do was to complain, okay? And we heard the complaints from day one, you know? Like, I don't know if I have enough guys to do this. I don't know if I have the right guy to do that. Shut up, okay? How much more talent do you need? Somebody says, CK said he was told something is off about Camp, meaning Campanelli. I don't know if there's something off about him, but maybe they're looking elsewhere as far as, you know, maybe they want a different personality. Maybe they want a guy who has a different personality fit or a different philosophy on defense. We just don't know, right? Like, we haven't been in those meetings where Anthony Campanelli has laid out what his vision is for the defense or his thoughts on the talent or what kind of system it fits. So we just don't know, you know? All right, I think we can leave it here unless anybody else has anything else. If anybody else has a question, you could put it right now in the chat and I could get to it. If not, we could leave it right here. And I guess we will leave it right here. If you want to become a member of our Discord and participate in these Q&A lives, which we do every single Wednesday. We do it every single Wednesday and during the season. We do it every single Wednesday after Tua Tagovailoa speaks. And trust me, there's going to be more of these as free agency ramps up and the draft season gets going. If you want to become a member of our Discord to participate in these Q&As, you could go to discord.gg/OnlyFins and you could become a member there for $3 a month. All right, guys. Thank you for participating. We will see you and we will talk to you again next Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to OnlyFans Q&A Live.